Ever felt like having a good boogie without any fear of judgment? Well, Switch Off and Groove could be for you. The Freeform Dance Class event turns out the lights and lets participants dance freely. At their upcoming session, they'll also be raising money for the Marana Aboriginal Community Association for the Hawkesbury, an organisation that helps the local Aboriginal community with services, programs, cultural activities, special events and advocacy. All music from the night will also be from a diverse range of First Nations artists. I spoke with Switch Off and Groove organizer Stacey Papti about what to expect from her event.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Switch Off and Groove is?
Yeah, no worries. So Switch Off and Groove has been around for about 12 months now. I started it last year. And yeah, basically it's a dance class that's held in complete darkness. It's open to all people, you know, come along. It's monthly and pretty eclectic playlist. And yeah, it's kind of just a chance for adults and I guess sort of young people as well are more than welcome to come as well. And just a chance to dance and let go and switch off and just kind of almost kind of connect to your inner child, really.
What inspired you to create this kind of free form dance class?
So I, about 3 years ago, I started a Mums and Bubs drama play group. I'm a drama English high school teacher. And so anyway, I started that and we often start the sessions with like a game of musical statues. And usually it's not using like a cheesy kids song. It's usually using a song from like, you know, like the 70s or the 80s or the 90s. And yeah, obviously in playing that, the kids love doing it, but also the mums and the dads and the carers that would come along, they loved having a bit of a groove as well. And so then I kind of had the idea that obviously with the play group that it allows kids to have a chance to kind of play and connect, but sometimes it can be difficult finding those opportunities as adults. So yeah, then I was like, you know what, I'm going to have a little bit of a go at this. Yeah, so that was sort of the inspiration.
That's really awesome. I think there definitely needs to be more spaces for adults to let go and just have fun. I was also wondering what motivated you to choose to switch off the lights and have this dark kind of space for Switch Off and Groove?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess sort of just that idea of kind of letting go of inhibitions and that kind of thing, it can be a little overwhelming, I guess, if you're sort of in a space where people can see you. And I guess kind of in that sense, there's, you know, people can be a little self-conscious, you know, that you're aware of your appearance and that kind of thing. And so I just kind of figured that with the lights off, that you're just able to, you know, like connect to the music, but also just kind of connect to your body and not worry what people think.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like such a fun way to let loose without any fear of judgment.
Yeah.
At this upcoming session of Switch Off and Groove, you're aiming to raise money for Marana. Can you tell us a little bit about what Marana is, what it does, and why you're fundraising for them?
Absolutely. So Marana is the first Aboriginal organisation that's in the Hawkesbury. It's based in Richmond. It's very close to where I live. And it helps local Aboriginal community members with things like services, programs, cultural activities, special events. This Sunday, we've got the NAIDOC concert in Richmond Park, as well as just overall advocacy for the Aboriginal community. And so I guess for me with raising the money, at first it kind of started off as me kind of brainstorming ways to try and get Switch Off and Groove a little bit more known, I guess, in the Hawkesbury community, as well as kind of wider communities. And kind of instead of, you know, paying for advertising and that sort of stuff, I figured it would be a really nice way to kind of give back and organize some fundraisers where all of the money is going to a particular charity or non-for-profit organization. But all in all, I've been a high school teacher since I think I graduated uni in 2012. I was working at an all-girls school in the inner west, and now I'm back in the Hawkesbury where I'm from. And all in all, just working with Aboriginal students and their families and communities, you really realise that a service such as Marana, just how important it is. And I think it's important to, you know, really support those small, really kind of grassroots organisations to ensure that they, you know, get the same funding as, I guess, the bigger ones that are sort of better funded, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. And it's, yeah, so great that you're raising money for this local cause.
Yeah.
And to coincide with you fundraising for Marana, you're also going to be playing music for a range of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. What's the importance of supporting and listening to First Nations artists?
Yeah, nice. I think if anything, it's just that idea of exposure. I think we sort of, you consider, maybe what you see on television or general radio or film and that sort of stuff. And I just think it's important for this amazing culture that we have in Australia, that we're able to be exposed to artists that create this art, be it music, and I'm a drama teacher, be it theatre, be it dance, being art. Being all of that, even literature and that sort of thing. So I think it's important, particularly, I guess, for that exposure. I guess, again, as a, I'm always coming at it a little bit from a high school teacher's perspective, that I really sort of feel for young people, children, teenagers, people that are in this adolescent stage that can be a really tough stage. But I think it's just really important for them to have, see, I guess, themselves out there and that representation.
That was Stacey Papdi on the Switch Off and Groove NAIDOC fundraiser for Marana. The dance event will take place this Friday from 7 p.m. in Freeman's Reach. Tickets are available on Humanitix.